put it on the coffee table and stared at it. "Well," Gina said, "she's given us some corkers over the years, but this one really takes the biscuit."
"This one takes the whole tin," Hannah said.
"It takes the McVitie's factory," Jess put in. She started to giggle, and seconds later all three were in fits of laughter.
"Good old Aunt Dot," Hannah said, wiping tears away. "It's good to know she's still as nutty as ever."
"Tight as a fish's arse. I think she only pretends to be nutty so she can get away with giving everyone shit."
Jess rattled the box containing her own gift from the great aunt in question, doubtfully.
"It'd be better if she just came clean and stopped giving us stuff. We'll only have to get rid of this crap on Boxing Day."
"Oh, where's your Christmas spirit, niece of mine?" Hannah picked up the little ornament and grinned at it. There was a faint ping from the kitchen.
"Well, the unpredictable thrill of opening Aunt Dot's presents will have to wait for the time being while I go and pull the turkey out of the oven." She got up from her knees and brushed her trousers down. "Bloody pine needles, they get everywhere."
"I told you to get a Scots pine, they're far better," Gina said.
"I told you to get a Scots pine," Hannah mouthed, pulling her face into a parody of her sister's.
"Cheeky cow," Gina laughed. "Just remember who's peeling your sprouts for you."
"Won't you be eating the sprouts?"
"Yeah, but that's not the point. Besides, I'm only eating them because you said I had to."
"Maybe I like pine needles all over my floor," Hannah said.
"I don't," Jess said, as she pulled one from the sole of her woolly sock.
"Come on," Hannah said. "Off your bums, you two. I'm not slaving in that kitchen on me own."
Gina gave an exaggerated pout.
"When you invited us to dinner, I didn't expect to have to cook it as well as eat it."
"Are you saying that eating my Christmas dinner will be a chore?"
"It depends what you do with it. I still have flashbacks from Christmas 2010.
"Watch it," Hannah laughed. "You'll be down the spa getting yourself a frozen dinner for one if you don't stop with the insults."
Gina threw her daughter a huge grin as they followed Hannah into the kitchen. Like the rest of the house, it had been given an extreme Christmas makeover, so that red candles, wax fruit, tinsel and fairy lights adorned every surface not already occupied by food.
"You haven't eaten the Christmas Day chocolate," Jess said, opening the last door of the advent calendar and popping the contents into her mouth with a smirk.
Hannah plopped her hands on her hips. "How lucky I have my niece to help me out, eh? Whatever would I do without you?"
"I seem to recall that's a trick you would have played when we were kids." Gina gave Hannah a pointed look.
"Mum would never buy us advent calendars when we were kids," Hannah fired back, "because of the year you opened all the windows on the 1st of December and ate the lot."
"That was you," Gina squeaked.
"I think you'll find it was you," Hannah replied, folding her arms with a defiant look.
Jess giggled.
"Now I know where I get the chocoholic gene from. It's totally your fault. And when I get an arse the size of Greater Manchester, I'll know where to point the finger of blame."
"That's a long way off," Hannah said, smiling at Jess.
"God, what I wouldn't give to be 17 again with your figure."
"I don't think you look so bad," Jess said. "In fact, all my mates say you're dead pretty."
"Thanks," Hannah beamed, smoothing an unconscious hand over her chestnut hair.
"That's so lovely."
"For an old lady," Jess added with a cheeky grin.
"Oi," Gina cut in. "If she's old, what does that make me?"
"I don't know, but there's some archaeologist applying for funding right now to excavate the wrinkles around your eyes."
"Cheek!"
Gina grabbed the nearest tea towel and held it at Jess, who was now laughing raucously.
"You're not too old for a smack bottom."
Jess pulled the tea towel from her face.
"I'm not too old to call childline either."
Hannah took the towel from Jess and put it to one side.
"Come on, we'll never get any dinner at this rate."
"You're not seriously putting us to work now?" Gina asked.
"Of course. You want to eat, don't you?"
"What about my snowball? You can't cook Christmas dinner without a snowball on the go."
"Ugh," Jess grimaced. "You two are the only people in the world..."